across the families, all across the church this morning. God, people raising hands, putting in requests. God, we got loved ones that's heartbroken. God, discouraged and downtrodden. Lord, bless them and help them to see the error of the ways. Help them to see the need for the heart and soul. God, bless them in heaven this morning, Lord. There's so many need to be saved. Give the heart and life over to you, Lord. God, help us to be a witness to them, a light to them. God, there's needs this morning. People think they can fix them themselves, Lord. But God, let people know that they can't fix a lot of the problems, Lord. Problems in the heart and soul, God, only you can straighten out. The lies, health problems, Lord, there's sometimes things only you can straighten out. God, bless them to realize that. Help them to see it for themselves, God. God, we thank you, praise you for everything you're doing for us, our families and loved ones. God, but there's so many needs. Lord, there's so many needs this morning, Lord. Lord, bless them in the name of Jesus. Bless the lady, God, with the Parkinson's disease. Bless those that said they had needs and family members need to be saved. A special request. God, those that's getting out of the hospital this morning, Lord. God, bless them and help them in the name of Jesus. Lord, give them a touch this morning in the hospitals and rest homes. God, bless them. Remaining part of this service. God, help us to praise your name and lift up your name. God, help us to call on you out of a pure heart, Lord. God, help us to be a blessing to you, Lord. Help us to be a people that will give glory to your name, God. Bring honor to your name. Lord, help us, God, in the name of Jesus. We'll do that that's pleasing in the sight of God. Help us right now this morning. We'll praise you, God. Praise the good Lord. Praise the good. Thank you. Praise the Lord. See Sister Donna Kay this morning. We ain't been seeing her for a while. We miss you when you ain't here. Sister Marcel, she's got her chair this morning. Just give her a hand. Thank the Lord. Let's thank God for all the followers today. Let's thank the Lord and give the Lord a hand clap. If you love your father and he's been gone 25 years, it don't make no difference. Let's thank God for our fathers this morning. Amen. I testified one time in front of my mom and daddy, Brother Sam, and I wasn't trying to discount daddy by no means. But I said it takes a good mama, a good wife, so the father can have a good backbone. Now, father can have a good family with a good wife. Praise the Lord. Amen. I tell you what, the truth, God constituted man and woman. The two to become one. The husband to leave the parents, the home, and go join himself to his wife and become one. He didn't mean for them to go different ways. Amen. Praise the Lord for it. Fathers and mothers this morning. Amen. Thank the Lord for it. My dad's been gone since 95. Boy, it don't seem like it's been that long, but it has. It's been a long time. But thank the good Lord, I know that as long as I did know, praise the Lord, I think I was about 37 when he died. Somewhere along there, 35, 37. So that's still a good long time. Yeah, let's just get right in. Obey the Lord this morning. Amen. Obey the good Lord. tell you, he's mighty good to us, too. His mercy endures. Say, like, through the roughest of times, or the toughest of times, the Lord, his love, always there. Amen. I thank the Lord, too, this morning, his love and mercy. Praise the Lord. I believe when you got a father that won't ever leave you, nor forsake you, when you got a son right there that will all care, all love and follow, and he can do more for you than your natural father can. Praise the Lord. I remember back years ago when my father died, I had to turn love with his Lord. Sure did, he didn't last that long. I told him, I said, Daddy, when the Lord come back by again, I said, take his hand and go ahead on. I said, I'll do what I can to take care of these girls right here with Mama. And sure enough, Daddy had done had that vision. He was reaching out to take the Lord's hand. He said, he'd seen the hand reaching out to him. And said, he woke up and come back to his senses. That morning, about 3 o'clock that morning. No, about 2:30 I got over there that morning. About 6 o'clock I got ready to leave and go to work. I told him, I said, Daddy, go ahead and take that hand and go ahead on. He couldn't last no longer. I told the boss man that morning about 10 o'clock. I said, my dad is dying. I got to go home be with my family. I said, I can't stay anymore. I went home and Daddy had died about 10 minutes before I got there. Brother Samuel went on to be with the Lord. You can't beat testimonies like that. Praise the Lord. When you know where they're at, you ain't lost. You just got to go where they're at. Praise the Lord. It's a wonderful step from all over into heaven. I'm going to tell you that right now. It ain't no hard step to make. Praise the Lord. When the Lord gets ready to call you on home, it'll be just a simple transformation. You'll go from worse to better. Praise the Lord. Brother Arthur told me one time. He said, Brother Barrow's going to be better in the end than it was in the beginning. Boy, I'm feeling that every day. Praise the Lord. It's getting better every day. And it seems like the closer you get to home, the more you realize it's getting better and better. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's sing another song. Thank you. good spirit going so far. Praise the Lord. Let's just keep it going. Amen. Whatever you feel like God wants you to do this morning in His service, that's what you need to do. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. I know a lot of folks will go by the cemetery today, visit the headstones, and visit the grave sites. But I tell you something, folks, when you meet Jesus, praise the Lord, when you meet him again, it's going to be worth it all. Lord, it's going to come by and by.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You hold on to the Lord a little while longer. Amen. This life ain't nothing but a vapor anyway. I can look back now. I turned 60 this past Tuesday, Sister Don. I can look back now and say, where did 60 years go? I see what the Lord means when he says life is but a vapor. Praise the Lord. Don't look like you've done a whole lot once you get up there and look back. Especially if you try to look at it without what the Lord's done for you. The Lord's blessed me to get here. And I'm telling you something. The Lord can bless me to meet him one of these days. You too. We're going to meet Jesus one of these days face to face. Praise the Lord. The Bible says you will know him just as he is. Praise the Lord. How are you going to be with God and not know him and not see him? Praise the Lord. Sister Karen, it would be nice if you could sing us a song this morning. Praise the Lord. It's on my heart to ask you. I don't know if you feel able to or not. Seems like it's just on my heart. But see if you'd sing us one. Praise the Lord. Tell you, it's a blessing to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. I tell you, Brother Sam, you've been coming by yourself some, and it's good to see you when you come in with him. Thank the Lord you're here this morning. Praise the Lord. Yeah, there you go. Praise the Lord. I tell you, sometimes you have to just put it together. You have to play it by ear. When you don't write out a program guide, when you let the Lord be your program guide, you just kind of have to go with the flow. Be there and be ready. Let the Lord have his way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Saints.
Thank you.
Savior this morning. Amen. He's still a Savior that's still saving, praise the Lord. His wonderful salvation plan is good this morning for anybody that wants to call on Him this morning. Amen. If you need a Savior this morning, Jesus is the Savior that you need, praise the Lord. Amen. They don't get no better than Jesus. I know they got gods of silver, gods of gold. Some of them even worship the stars and the moon. I don't know how to get it, but they got it. It's in a man to worship. That's how they really got it. It's in a man to worship. But a lot of them worshiping the wrong thing this morning. Moses, he went up on the mountain to talk to the Lord. And God told him, said, you need to get back down there. He said, they done made a calf out of gold out there, worshiping a golden calf. People's going to worship, but they just need to know what to worship this morning. They need to know who to worship this morning. It's Jesus that died on the cross. It's Him that can still save and deliver this morning. His delivering power ain't diminished not in our bit this morning. I can feel it every day, praise the Lord. He can keep you every day. You ain't got to be saved today and sin tomorrow. He can keep you every day, Sister Kelly. That salvation plan, it don't run low on Monday just because you feel like down in the dumps. The boss man that has jumped on you with both feet, so to speak. Just tell him, say, the Lord loves you. Why you got to act like that? Huh? Boss man needs Jesus too. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, if you ain't saved this morning, it's a good day to get saved. It's a good day to get delivered today. Delivered is the word, the key word with Jesus. A lot of these gods, they get saved and they ain't going to change a bit more than nothing. I hear some of them Muhammad and Buddha and Allah and everything. If you can hear talk a different way, different people. But I can tell you one that will deliver and keep you delivered. Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. His salvation plan still stands. Amen. We read that scripture the other week. I can't think of where it said, where it talks about Him justifying you, redeeming you, sanctifying you too. Praise the Lord. That's sanctification. Justification and everything else comes from serving Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the good Lord. Somebody say something for the Lord. Brother, say you testify. I know you've got something you need to say for the Lord, brother. I just feel it.
I believe we'll recognize that. get there.
Praise the Lord.
It is available to every one of us.
Yes, it is.
Every one of us can have that sanctification.
Amen.
Every one of us can lay aside what we are and put on Christ. That's what I want to do. I want to be the man that God wants me to be. My pride wants my way, brother. I know there's no good thing that ever comes out of it.
He
tells us in one place, he said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou worship.
Right.
That means put away everything that belongs to you and just take it on him. Serving him to the best of our ability.
Let
you know, I was thinking a moment ago, I said, you know, I've seen a lot of folks leave here that they didn't understand a lot of things.
Right.
But they still serve God for what they knew.
Right.
Brother, there are a lot I'll never understand it all as long as I'm in this body.
Right.
I'll never be able to comprehend with everything that God is and what God wants. But I believe there's a place where we can get where we're just content to be with the Lord.
Right.
Where we're just happy to do what God wants us to do.
Right.
And be where God wants us to be. I'll pray for me that I
praise the Lord.
Appreciate it this morning. Appreciate the church. Appreciate the prayer.
Bless you, Lord.
It's good to see him coming and being with us in church. It's a blessing to see you come through the doors. Amen. Everyone.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Sister Peggy, you found your phone over there yet?
I think so.
I know you've been digging. Come on and sing for us this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God's been good this morning. Amen. If you bring him his air this morning, you got a right to say thank the Lord for his love and mercy. If you bring him God's air this morning, there's some of them atheists won't get talking to you sometimes. Just tell them that. Now, if you quit breathing God's air, if you don't believe in God, God's the one blowing the breath of life in the man. And if them atheists get the message, will you just tell them to quit breathing God's air and see how long you last? Praise the Lord. I told one fellow that. I ain't running into too many of them. I did tell one that. It kind of hurts you sometimes the way an atheist would get to talk. But you can sure give them a good answer when it comes to the scripture and the Bible. I'll say you got a little quote something out of the Bible. Don't give them what you think. Give them what you know. Praise the Lord. Y'all let me take up the tithes and offering while they sing this song. If you got something you want to give, the good Lord will bless you for it.
If I had all the wealth of the world, and all the
Thank you. But I'm not a millionaire, but I know somebody that is.
Yeah.
and ask anything, believe and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. So sometime we need to knock on Jesus' door and tell him what we want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Thank y'all for being patient with me, but I just have to sing that song on the mountain.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to do something here I don't think we've ever done before. I don't think we have. I was going to pack up a special offering this morning, and I was going to take it up for Sister Amy. I don't think we've ever took her up off from that. She's been preaching for us, I don't know, about three or four years straight now. Looking out for us, being faithful, try to help us with the word, and try to obey the Lord, and, you know, do what she can, preaching, being here with us. I just feel like taking her up an offering this morning, and I want you to get your checkbook out or whatever you got. We don't take credit card, coins, cash. But, let's take her up an offering this morning. Show her we appreciate it. We ain't never took up an offering like this with this thing. We give her a little money out of church, you know, help her out. So. But as far as a special offering, let's give this morning out of your heart. You might want to give out of your abundance. But that'd be fine too, but give that out of your heart. All right. Now let's give this thing an offer this morning. Sister Lisa, you got something? Go ahead. I'll take this off and I'll let you sing this song.
Thank you.
us fathers after a while. But I want to give Sister Amy a hand. Y'all want to give her a hand? She's been a good person, man. She's got me a few times. Let's y'all hold on a minute. Let's get her to sing that song. Won't take much of your time. What's the name of it? Special Love. Boy, that's a pretty song. People talking about Carrie, ain't the same walk. That he used to sing this song, boy. This song here's got a lot of meaning. Y'all listen to the words of this song here. We're talking about something that can get to your heart. This here can get to you. Special love. I mean, that's what I got this morning. Special love. That's what you got too. If you saved this morning. Go ahead, let's sing this song.
Thank you.
talking about in Psalm 119, he said, I have seen an end to all perfection. That means this is it.
That's like the Lord, brother.
Listen, try to hold on to this world. It's going to be like sand in your hand. You ain't going to be able to hold on to it.
That's
right. It's just going to slip right through.
Slip right off through.
Listen, Jesus.
You're trying to live for this. You're not living for much.
That's
right.
You're going to find out one day. It's just going to leave you.
That's right.
There ain't nothing you can do, no matter how hard you try to hold
that's
on to
this right.
life.
Yeah.
You're going to lose it.
You're going to lose it.
Sister Andy, if you would, please sing another song, the verse of that song. I just thought, Lord, I want to do something.
Yes, you
as a child, I heard the preacher say that you were the sinner's dream. Yes, I knew the angel prayed to you.
Still your friend,
I wanted to let him see you.
Thank you. Thank you.
something they'd like to share with us. Praise
thank
the Lord.
You, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Anybody got a testimony they'd like to share with us?
Praise the Lord. Glory to you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody got a testimony they'd like to share with us? Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. And you still won't cover all the peace that comes in a man's, a woman's heart when they surrender and turn their life over to the Lord. You could talk for 30 years and they would get out just like you want to. Praise the Lord. All the thing you can do is keep trying. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Praise the Lord. Anybody else want to say something for the Lord? Serving the Lord. Amen. You stay backslid for 100 years and you ain't going to forget God.
It don't make no difference where you run to. You ain't going to hide from God. It don't make no difference what universe you find. And I don't know if there's another one. But if you find another, you ain't going to be nowhere God ain't. God is everywhere. He's omnipotent. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's there. Amen. So you might as well be there with him. Amen. No matter where you at. Say, Lord, I'm right here with you. Help me to obey you. Let me be your servant. Praise God. Help me to walk in your footsteps and go the way you want me to go. Praise the Lord. Somebody got the Bible close by. Let's read a verse of scripture. Who's got the Bible close by? I want to show y'all something. Brother Samuel, look at 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. We got to have at least one verse of scripture in the service this morning. Praise the Lord. I want to show y'all something this morning. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. Stand up and read it good and loud for us, brother. I want y'all to hear this here. This here scripture will support you.
I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, that David enabled me, that he accounted me faithful to be with his ministry.
He enabled me. See, you don't do it on your own.
Right.
He gives you the ability when he calls you out of a life of sin. You look to him. He's the one that gives you the ability and the capability. And he's the one that gives you the strength and the way to go, the words to carry with you. He gives you the armor that you need to fight the battle. You got to keep looking to him. You see, too many people think, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. And you're right, you can't do it. You can't. You cannot do it without Jesus. You might as well go ahead and just let him have his way, because that's the way you need to go. Praise the Lord. I know a lot of people says in their heart, Lord, I can't do that. They even tell the Lord that. Lord, I can't do that. Lord, I can't do that. And I've done the same thing. When Brother Rock Lee told me to take that Sunday school, I said, I've tried for 2 weeks. If the Lord don't help me, you can have it back. But the Lord will help you.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. He'll give you time you need to study, pray, whatever it is. If you'll follow God, he'll make a way. You supply a vessel and he'll make a vessel unto honor. Huh? Praise the Lord. Ain't God good to us this morning, Brother Samuel? I don't need a ton of Bibles to fall on my head to obey that verse of Scripture. I don't need a ton of Bibles to fall out of the sky and hit me up the head to follow the Lord and read and study and know what I need to do. Pray and seek God and follow His will. You don't need a ton of Bibles neither. Praise the Lord. You don't need no seminar. Praise the Lord. They want to run the seminars. Praise the Lord. I don't need that crowd. Amen. What I need is Jesus. What you need to do is follow Jesus. Amen. Let him lead. Amen. He's the shepherd. We the sheep. He comes seeking that one lost sheep. Did he do it? Praise the Lord. The 99 was saved. Amen. But that one that was lost, that's the one he went and got. God will give you the ability to do what you need to do for the Lord. That scripture come to me this morning, Brother Samuel, and it has stuck with you. God will enable you. He will enable you to do what you need to do for God. Amen. You might not never be called to preach. You might not never be called to be an evangelist or pastor. Or missionary. You might not never be called for none of that, but be called where God called you at. Be in the calling where He called you. And He'll give you the ability to do what you got to do right there. Everybody ain't going to cut grass. I like to use that for example, Brother Sam. How would we look if everybody come out here next Friday morning, we had 15 lawnmowers?
You'd be run up with somebody out there cutting grass. Everybody ain't called to do the same thing. And I know when I got back in back in 09, I took that job back from Brother Robert Lee.
Well, I thank God for it. He was willing to give it to me. He said, "Hen, you can have that job." Brother Sammy, he didn't kick against that not very little bit. I took that lawnmower job and went on right back running. God will give you what you need.